Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I am your host, Psychic Andy. You can also call me Ro-Ro. Some of the kids out there know me as Dr. Rosen-Rosen, which is appropriate for today's episode. A little spoiler alert there. Right next to me, the beautiful, kind of twinsy today, beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. How are you, JoJo?
They should have called us the Burgundy Boys. I sound like Harvey Firestein, and I can't help it. Just the way I talk now.
What's going on with you, bud?
So deal with it.
What's going on?
I am sick. I have a throat situation going on. I'm on the mend. I've got some throat comfort yogi tea.
Oh, let's see that.
That I just made in a Lame-O Records mug. They just celebrated their 10th anniversary. Shout out to those Philly people. And it's this business. Yogi throat comfort.
Not now, sure. Is that something you just had in the house, or did someone make a run for that for you because of your condition? Your sweet wife go out and get that for you?
No, she's out of town. Magically, we had it in the house. So this is just here. God knows how old it is. Got to be very old. Oh, yeah. Best before February 9th, 2020.
Oh, that stuff never goes bad.
It doesn't
I wouldn't worry about that.
The yogis know. Yeah, that's it. Just having it brown, you know?
How long have you been under the weather there?
I would say since Monday.
You put any honey in there or anything like that?
No, the tea's kind of slimy as it is. No honey going in here. I figured that was overkill.
Well, I'm hoping today we're going to be jumping in a little bit later to some liquid IV, and I hope that's not focusing. I hope that's just what the doctor ordered for you, buddy. I hope we get you on the mend there.
Me too. We got places to be.
Let's take care of a little business at the top of the show here. I want to check in on our vision board. Oh, gosh. I got to be honest. Nothing's changed. Is anything on the dreams manifested, dreams come true? It's still the same as it was. Last week I had spoke about I would officially reach out to Phoebe Cates and try to get her on the show so we can get her off the vision board.
And on the show. It's not just about, we're not just trying to clear the decks here, you know.
I am. To me, it's really about the vision board.
Oh, boy.
You know, we know some people in the business, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I put out some feelers for Phoebe Cates. My dear wife, who has a lot more connections than I do.
Yeah, she's got the juice.
To the actors out of the world.
Yeah. You might have the beverage podcast, but she got the juice.
I think was a little uncomfortable putting out feelers about Phoebe Cates, but I made her put out some feelers about Phoebe Cates.
Oh,
my wife didn't even know who Phoebe Cates was, which was a big surprise.
Huh. After you showed her photos of her, was she like, oh, of course? Or was she still like, no?
We never got to that point. But
but
long story
you
short,
described her.
I have not been able to dig up any contact info or publicist info, agent info, but I've tried. So if you're a listener out there, and let's say you're Phoebe Cates' second cousin or something like that, slide into our DMs. Now's the time.
Yes.
Is it not the best update?
No, it's a pretty bad one.
As always, however, the hotline is open.
909-295-CAFE.
Cafe. We love your voicemails. Keep them coming. If you want to call in during the show right now, we might air it towards the end of the show. So that's happening.
And that's a fact.
What else is cooking up? The rap contest. Okay. JoJo and I put our heads together, as many of you know, because we've been talking about it to death. But if you don't know, we made a beat out of just beverage and duck sounds, and that beat is available on any of our social media sites. Go to T-Bash Live, link in bio, hit that link in bio. There's a Linktree link at the top of that link. I think it's the first thing, right, JoJo? You can get that fire beat.
You can grab it. It's in you can stream it. You can download it. Whatever you need to do to put bars atop it. That's all we need. We just need the recording of those bars.
Send us your submission, and the winner will get a Tito's insulated mug. You will get a ice maker.
Ice maker.
Which is worth anywhere from, what, $80 to $500?
We are unsure.
We're unsure. Seemingly it doesn't exist, but I have it in my garage, and we're going to send it to you. And we'll also put some other swag in there. And a couple things we want to mention. We feel like this contest should end at the top of the new year, right? Like, we're going to ring in the new year.
We're going to ring in the new year with rhymes.
With a winner. So someone's going to be a winner when we ring in the new year. And we're going to have a lot of fire beats, raps to listen to, which will be super fun. We did get our first, I shouldn't say first, we got our first second submission for someone. And I'm okay with that. It's kind of like buying raffle tickets. If you want to buy more than one raffle ticket to this contest, if you want to put in more than one submission, if you thought you had bars, but then you slept on it, and then you realize you got more bars that are more fire, I'm fine with that. Are you okay with that, JoJo?
I'm beyond okay. Do you know, just to up the ante here, please, in the spirit of the season as well, it's hard to find where those two things cross paths, but they did on this submission. I haven't listened to it, but my understanding from the context clues is that it is a holiday rap.
Oh.
About beverages.
Nice. That's nice.
Okay. So you do that if you want.
Wherever inspiration hits
wherever it strikes.
As long as it's about beverages, send
it
our way.
Or hot sauce.
Or sometimes hot sauce. I would discourage a rap
all
that was
hot
completely
sauce.
About hot sauce. Would you not agree, JoJo?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not in the spirit.
No, the show is called Totally Beverages. And sometimes hot sauce. So maybe there's 20% hot sauce in your wrap?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. 20%.
This is the kind of thing the judges will be deliberating when we listen to them. But
yeah, we will score. There's a hot sauce category worth up to 5 points. So if you, that's the thing. You could do it all about hot sauce. You just won't be able to get a max score.
Let's just say if you don't mention a single beverage in your wrap, I don't think you're getting that ice maker. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, someone said I don't deserve it. Yeah, I think that's right. We still got to leap on that URL. We didn't do that last episode, and we said...
Oh, no, I tried.
It's
not available. Yeah, I tried to buy icewalks.com. There's the manual, guys, of this ice maker that,
beautiful.
Honestly, the internet seems to tell us doesn't exist yet. It does.
There's the technical support. Fire that off.
Okay, yeah, we can get out. We went down this road last time. That's an update on that. JoJo, any other updates, any business that we need to get off your chest?
No, just keep your eye out for Buzzball Christmas coming at you soon.
I love it. All right. Well, we got to get into this because I could not be more excited about today's guest. And I also think we need to get you hydrated sooner than later, JoJo. Today we have an incredible singer, bassist, musician that is coming all the way from Ottawa. Please welcome to the show, Fan Club Wallet, a.k.a. Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay. I'm good. JoJo's shit. But we're both delighted to have you on the show.
He says that
yeah,
every week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So how we like to start the show, we like to get to know our guests with something called the beverage profile. So basically, we want you to take us through a typical day. I shouldn't even say that. It can be a typical day. It could also be your dream day. It's just whatever ride you want to take us on that reflects your beverage essence, if you will, starting from the moment that you wake up till the moment you go to sleep, kind of what you're drinking through the day. And we'll kind of hold your hand through this and ask questions along the way. So let's kick it off with what time are you waking up and what's the first beverage you're reaching for?
Okay, so I wake up at like 10:30 every day, a crisp 10:30.
A dream.
And I'm usually drinking a kombucha with breakfast. I have these like canned kombuchas. They're pretty great. I'm a big fan of like ginger kombucha.
Do you got a brand that you can search the memory bank for? Do you know what these ones are or where, or at least where you're picking them up there in Ottawa?
I can't remember what the brand is. It comes in like a 6-pack. And it's like, oh my God, I'm getting them just at like the grocery store.
Do you have one handy or it's already in the trash? You've chugged this thing.
It's in the trash. I've drank it all up. It's gone.
Are you brand loyal though? Like, is there a certain 6-pack of these that like those are the one you're getting 80% of the time, or are you just getting whatever ginger kombucha can you see at the store?
I wouldn't say I'm like particularly brand loyal. Like if I see a new one, I'm always super down to try it. Mm-hmm. But there are some that I avoid. Like,
let's get into it.
I'm not a big fan of like rice kombucha because it's good, but there's just too many bubbles.
Oh, love. Too effervescent.
Yeah, like some it's like hard carbonation, and some are more of like a soft carbonation.
And so where it sounds like you're more on, okay, 0 to 10, 10 is rise bubble situation. 0 is like somebody left the can, cracked the can a little bit, right? What's your sweet spot for one of these?
I think it's like almost right in the middle, like a 5 or a 6. I can't get too crazy with the carbonation.
Okay, great. And your ideal flavor, again, is just like a ginger, or is this like a ginger something? Or yeah.
Just a straight up ginger. It like definitely placebo makes me think that I'm like doing something nice for my stomach, but I'm pretty sure it like doesn't actually do anything.
Sure, it's doing something. It's getting in there.
Like when you're sick and your mom makes you drink ginger ale, it's like that.
Sure. Yes. I recently looked into that ginger ale myth for my own kids. and I think it's pretty bullshit in general.
You did.
I think so too, but it definitely always like made me feel like it was doing something.
And that's all that matters, really. Like if it is all placebo and you're giving your kid a little soda while they're sick and it makes them feel better, that's all you got to do. I've been giving it to my kids lately when we drive up the mountain, a little can of ginger ale, because I'm like, this will make you not get car sick. And they're like, it really works, you know?
Wow. So that's just lying to them. No, but it's good. You also get a few, you know, you get some liquid calories in there. That's not bad if you're sick and don't really have an appetite. With this canned kombucha, I've never had it in a can. I don't know if they have that available here in the States. Have you tried the same brand in a glass bottle? And is there something about cans that's speaking to you?
I have actually not tried the same brand in a glass bottle, but I only like recently discovered that you could get canned kombucha. And
you shot, just, you like shotgunning them, right? You can't shotgun a glass.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a glass in your mouth immediately.
I feel like the bottle definitely is bigger, first of all, than the can. Like I'm getting more liquid when I buy the bottles. So it's good for like, the cans are good for the morning.
And yeah, that
single shot.
Does that rise one, is that a bottled one or is that a canned one?
It's a bottled one.
What's interesting to me, and not knowing, I'm with you, Jojo. I don't think I've had a canned kombucha except the ones with booze, the hard kombuchas we've tried on the show.
Oh, fair point. Yeah.
But for whatever reason in my brain, the canned ones would be more bubbly than the bottled ones.
That's what I was thinking, like that they would seal it in tighter.
Yeah. That's weird. Okay. But anyways, you love your canned ones. What time is it now? Like 10:30. Are you, like how quick are you going to the fridge to grab? Well, are they room temp or are they in the fridge? How do you like your kombucha?
Are they?
They're in the fridge for sure.
Is this fridge in your kitchen? You have a little like dorm room fridge next to your bed, so you can just roll over. And
oh, it's in my kitchen. Okay, yeah.
Would you be open to, you know, there was like that era where all every artist and band had like the cool Red Bull little mini fridge in their studio or room? Would you be open to like some sort of, not rise obviously, but some,
yeah, the
sort
one
of
you can't remember the
band
name of?
Yeah. Yeah, would you rock like their fridge and like put it in all your social media if you could get a sponsorship?
Oh my God, yeah, I really would. I'm gonna like look it up because there's not very many canned kombuchas, so
if nothing else, like, I think it would be nice to camera if you could say it so we can clip it to send yeah, to, so we can hook your sponsorship up.
Hannah, tell us what your favorite brand of canned kombucha is.
Yeah, my favorite brand of canned kombucha is the Remedy. The Remedy canned kombucha.
Well, I've heard of that. That's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah. And it's
you really like it?
Yeah, I love it. The ginger one, it comes in that amazing, like, six-pack in the cans. So good.
Amazing.
Wow.
I got to try that flavor.
I wish it was a 12-er, you know? Can't get enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time is that going down? And are you, like, a sipper of that? Or are you a chugger? What, like, how long does it take you to finish that one?
I like to just, like, I have it with my breakfast, so it's got to be done by the time I'm done eating breakfast.
Okay.
And I usually am, like, I take, like, 10, 15 minutes to eat breakfast. I don't like to, I'm not, like, a slow enjoyer of food.
You don't eat, like, a tortoise. You're not sitting there with, like, pieces of lettuce over several hours eating them.
I have other stuff to do. Good. Like, I gotta.
Okay, so kombucha's done. Do they recycle in Canada, or do you just throw it out the window, the cans?
Yeah, we recycle.
Cool, very cool. Okay, so you recycle that can.
And then actually just a mountain of trash.
And then what's next on the docket for the day, beverage-wise? What's happening next?
So I'd like to say that I eat I drink something in between then and going to work, but I really don't. So I leave for work at 3 and I get to work around 4. And then as soon as I walk into work, I'm cracking open a bubbly.
Oh, yes. A bottle of champagne.
I'm cracking open the cherry cans of bubbly.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that That's great.
Yeah.
Now, do they have those at work, or is this you bringing it along? Yeah.
I'm bringing it along. I also keep the boxes of those at home.
And how do you – oh, so that's at your home. You don't have a box at work. Would people steal them from you if you had a box at work, or
– I think my bassist, who works at the same place as me, Nathan, I think Nathan would maybe steal some bubbly from me at work.
Even if you put a sign that said, no Nathan's allowed on the front.
Yeah, I think Nathan would just go like, come on. Like,
classic.
How many are you bringing to work every day?
Just one. But work gets kind of crazy with the beverages if you want to know more.
This is the time. Really is. We want to know everything.
Can you tell us what this job is?
Yeah, I work as a receptionist at School of Rock.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
Okay,
sweet.
Great.
We love School of Rock.
Yeah, it's great. I work there with, like, most of my band also works there.
Amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
That rules. You can sometimes kick the kids off stage and be like, we'll show you how it's done. And is there – wait, so they go crazy with beverages. Is this employees only or also for students?
So I'm sitting there. I'm, like, behind the counter, and I have amazing coworkers. So – one of my coworkers works somewhere. It's like one of those fancy places that, like, has the like fridge stocked full of sodas.
Yeah.
And so she comes, like, straight from that job to School of Rock, and she always brings me a Diet Coke. And I'm always like, every time she does it, I'm like, this is the best day of my life.
And is this before? Have you already cracked into that cherry bubbly usually?
Yeah, usually. I, like, save the Diet Coke for – I need that, like, minimal caffeine boost.
And what's the fridge situation at work?
There is a fridge. I don't use it.
Okay. Hold on a sec. I'm not trying to leap on this, but you said work has an amazing beverage situation. Now you're describing it as might have a fridge and your friend brings you Diet Coke sometimes.
Okay.
Doesn't take much.
So – continuing on the beverage situation, a lot of the people that work there will, like, take breaks and go out and get food. And they're always like, Hannah, do you want anything? So, like, one of them will always, like, bring me a kombucha. They're the one, you know, brings me a Diet Coke or, like, a sugar-free vitamin water. So it's like...
Hold on. What flavor? Do you specify or do they just vibe it out? They're like, Hannah, I don't know. She seemed like in a bad mood this morning. She needs a acai sugar-free vitamin water.
I'm usually just like, get me whatever is sugar-free. So there's only like two sugar-free vitamin waters that they ever have at the store. And I think it is like the berry one.
Okay.
And then the lemonade one.
That makes sense. Sure.
Now, do each of these people, you have, you have Diet Coke friend, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that you assign a beverage to each different person? Is there any overlap, or is it like, I'm always going to get a Diet Coke from so-and-so. Vitamin water is, you know, Larry's business, and kombucha is like maybe the boss's business or something. Like, that's right. Does each person have a beverage layout that you're, yeah. And are you paying these people back, or are these all gratis?
Some of them are gratis, but I would pay them back if they asked. Like one of the guys, he always gets me a Diet Pepsi, which is in like the McDonald's cup.
Okay.
With the ice.
Whoa. Is McDonald's in Canada Pepsi? Because it's Coke here, right, Jojo?
Oh, maybe it is Coke.
This whole time you thought this guy was giving you Diet Pepsi. Think about how much your relationship with this man might change starting today.
The number of them he just held up right in front of his face and let drop into the trash full.
Oh, my gosh. No, okay. I know why I got it mixed up, because last week he did bring me a Diet Pepsi in a can. But usually, yes, it's a McDonald's Coke, which I think that the Coke in the McDonald's cup with the ice really hits different than when you like drink it from a can. Like, I would almost never buy Coke probably unless it's like given to me. But Diet Pepsi in a can is different than Diet Coke in a can.
I'm so sorry. I might have to have you repeat yourself, because I got a little lost because I saw someone in the chat. This gentleman's name's not Michael, is it?
No.
Okay. There was someone in the chat that said it's no, it's Cocana, and I just want to make sure it wasn't this nice gentleman that's getting you all these.
He's live streaming at work. Just wanted to be clear, like, no, actually, it's a kind thing I do for you, and it is the Coke that you love. Wait, do you prefer Pepsi or Coke?
Yeah.
Like, if you had a choice, because I'm getting confused.
Yes.
Based on your responses here, what if you had your druthers and you could send Michael here on a run to get you the caffeinated diet cola of your preference in and the means of it? Do you want it in a cup with ice or in a can or room temp, shaken up? What's good?
The best thing of all is Diet Pepsi in a cup with ice from wherever sells. I think Wendy's has Pepsi.
Sure. We'll go with it.
Diet Pepsi is good, but I will not be picky if I'm getting a drink for free. Like,
so they are all free, aren't they?
Our coworkers put us up to this.
Coworkers were asked us to have you on the show to deal with it. This is an intervention, actually.
I usually pay back the girl that gets me kombucha, because that's like $6.
Yeah. Right. But a Diet Pepsi from Wendy's, yeah.
It's like $1.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So what time is it during the day? Let's say you've had your bubbly, your cherry bubbly, and then you've had one, I'm going to call it hookup beverage, where a friend of yours at work has given you a beverage. How long are those two beverages like lasting you? Where are we in space and time at this point?
I'm pretty slow with the bubbly. So I drink that for like 2 hours or something. So I think like around the time all the teenagers roll in for their like group band session, that's around like 6:30.
Yeah.
Then I'm like cracking open another beverage.
Okay. What is School of Rock's beverage policy for the kids in the studio and whatnot?
Yeah, are you lording this over them because they can't have liquids?
Yeah, because it's like you don't want them spilling any of their Diet Pepsi on the gear, or I don't know what kids drink these days, Arizona iced tea, Gatorade, I don't know.
That's true. I feel like I've never, witnessed kids drinking stuff. I know
toxic powder in hot water could be that.
Actually, the kids know that we have tea in the cupboards, and I've seen they have come to me and been like, "Can we drink the tea?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And I think sometimes they make it for themselves, but I don't know if that's like not allowed. So. I didn't say yes, if that's anyone right. asks.
It was Michael.
Okay, so getting back to 6 o'clock then. Okay, so we're at 6 o'clock. Time for another Bev.
Yeah, then it's like, sometimes if I have a third beverage, it's usually like a vitamin water or another bubbly.
Okay.
And you're packing those. So this would be a room temp bubbly, or are you bringing like a little cooler to work?
It's definitely a room temp bubbly. I sit down in that chair and I don't get up for like 5 hours.
Wow. And okay. All right. I wish for you a little cooler bag, I think. Or maybe a backpack with a cooler pocket in it. I know.
I should just like use my God-given legs and like put them in the fridge.
That's true.
Yeah. But then you do have to deal with people stealing them, potentially.
That's true. The fridge is like really, it's actually a sick fridge. It's one of those like Marshall amp fridges. Mm. I don't know if you've seen
them. I haven't yet seen that. That sounds great though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just looks like an amp, but it's a fridge.
Great. That's great. That does sound great. I'm picturing, and listen, sometimes we go crazy details in these beverage profiles, which we are today. I'm envisioning you at the reception desk. And I'd really like to know where the standby beverages are they like kind of in front of you within eyesight the whole time, like under a little ledge that people on the other side of the counter can't see, or are they in a drawer somewhere, or are they in your bag that's underneath the desk? Like where are they? I'm just kind of curious.
I mean, the kids definitely don't see them because they're not tall enough to see over the massive wall desk thing between me and them. But they're like just beside the laptop next to all my like insane notes that are just like cartoons of me being like, and then like change this kid to Mondays.
Yes. Okay, so, perfect. Go for it, JoJo.
What time's your shift end?
9.
Okay. So at 9 o'clock, is there a dinner break at all in here? We don't talk about the food, but is that happening?
I just like bring like a lunch.
Sure.
And I just eat it whenever there's no like set dinner break.
But you're not going to local takeout spot and getting some unexpected beverage. So when you're going, when you're heading home, it feels like we're almost at nightcap time. Is that true? What time do you go to bed? You get up at 10:30. I guess probably not.
Yeah, I go to bed at like 1 or 2. I should go to bed earlier, but it's usually 1 or 2.
Okay. So you got a whole 5 hours here. What's happening then between 9 and 2 a.m.?
Well, I go back home. It takes me like an hour on the bus. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I'll like go to the gas station with Nathan and we'll grab another kind of bubbly or a Gatorade, whatever the gas station is offering up that day.
Interesting. I'm noticing two things about this beverage profile, and I don't want to spoil it because maybe this all comes in at the end. But there's no water to speak of other than the bubbly, which is fine. You're not alone in this.
Yeah, you're not our first non-water guest by any stretch of the imagination.
But is there water? Is there supplemental tap water that's happening or no?
Today I drank like a liter of water.
Okay.
If I wake up in the morning and I remember it's good to drink water before you do anything, then I'll like slice a lemon,
okay,
throw it in the water with some ice, and I'll like drink that whole thing, and then I'll be like, I'm doing so well, I just drink water.
Okay, great. So you are not a fan of water?
No, not on its own. Something needs to get thrown in there to like spice it up.
Here we go.
I mean, spoiler alert, I have a feeling what we're about to do for this week's beverage, the liquid IV, this might tick so many boxes for you. Is it that time? Let's see. Wait, is there anything else we need to cover before you're crashing at 1 or 2 a.m.? Is there anything else besides a vitamin water or anything else that we need to know about? Because then I think...
With dinner, it's usually like I just have another bubbly or I will drink some water.
Okay. Begrudgingly. Now, and bubbly is always cherry if you can get it?
Yeah. Sometimes if I stay at my partner's house, their dad keeps like orange bubbly. So I'll take one of those.
Nice.
So bubbly is a brand of choice up there.
Yeah. For a while, I was drinking Perrier, but it got old like really quick.
Amazing. Okay.
I could see that. I went through a Perrier phase.
Here's the other thing I'm noticing. Now, Canada and the North in general is famous for being cold. I'm noticing and we're already into December, I'm noticing no hot beverages in your profile here.
So I'm like really scared of hot drinks.
Go on.
When I was a kid, I like went ice skating and then I drank like my first ever hot chocolate and I immediately burnt my tongue.
It is the worst.
Right. And so just like since then, I've been like, no hot beverages. Or like if I do get one, I have to wait until it's like almost cold.
Okay.
Did the beverage trauma ruin ice skating for you as well or just hot beverages? Just curious.
Yes, I hate ice skating.
That's a real beverage trauma we have right there.
That is. This could be.
Damn.
That might be a first.
Yeah, that is our first.
Wow. Dark times. I'm sorry to end on a sour note such as that, but I did.
Let's see if we can't take Hannah and JoJo to the doctor right now and get you guys both fixed up here. Hannah's trauma and your throat, JoJo. We're about to drink some liquid IV. And what is so exciting after hearing your amazing beverage profile is this is, for those that don't know, it's like a powder that you add to water, right? In essentially making kind of like a vitamin water, I'm guessing. I have no idea how good these taste or anything like this. But what's interesting about this is, Hannah, this could be something where you could have a ton of these just living in your bag or in the desk at work. This just might be a really great supplemental thing to have on deck in like in your backpack or whatever, wherever, in your base case, right? Just have these everywhere that whenever you needed it. And, you know, I don't know. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you can make a shaking sound when you walk like a, you know, like you're like an egg shaker. If you have enough of these packets on your person at any given time, could be a good percussive element as well. Now, I will say this about the flavor packs that we picked. We did have a comment on our Instagram from BevHead Sarah that said, these are the three worst flavors. So we'll see. Wow. If I think we all need to take this all with a grain of salt in case Sarah is correct. If these are all trash, she does have some backups to recommend in strawberry, grape, and watermelon.
Okay, that's good to know. My brother, Uncle Matt, said he really likes some of these. So that got me excited. And I think he said he liked the acai berry, which... I'm going to be honest to both of you guys. I really haven't ever had like an acai bowl and I don't know what the flavor is. And then the other night I was at dinner with some friends and one of them grew up in Brazil and was talking about their love of acai. And I asked him to explain what the flavor was like.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was very earthy, which I didn't think that's what it was. So I'm very curious about what that one's going to taste like.
I was kind of scared for that one. I usually am like fearful of berry flavor.
Interesting.
Do you know, I have also never had an acai bowl, or I've had one now in my life. And you know, this is like a big, I don't know if this was in Toronto area as much as it was here, but there's like a place on every corner you can get acai bowls.
Yeah. It's having a moment.
It like,
we have like one in the mall.
Well, it's like a thing, and it comes as like a, it seems to come as like a pureed, it looks like pureed blueberry goop.
and they put that in with like yogurt. It just seems like a yogurt and granola bowl. That's all. So I can't speak to the flavor. I still don't understand. And I find it strange that it is that it had a moment. And it feels like staying power. I think it's had a moment for like 5 years, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's for real.
My wife was very shocked when I was like, I really don't even know what it is or what's
going to
be.
I don't either.
So,
guys, one thing that we've learned on the show is that it really, which one of these we start with can really mess up the palate, sort of. So, like, we have to be smart of how we want to tackle these. I feel like we either start with lemon lime or we end with lemon lime. Because to me, that's going to be a flavor that is most consistent and that we all kind of know what we think it'll be like. Whereas passion fruit and acai berry, I have no idea what those are going to taste like. Any thoughts from either of you? Which one we should dive into first? Do we want to end with acai because you're scared of that one, Hannah, or start with that one?
You want to face your fears or not?
I was thinking we start with lemon lime because it's like the chillest one.
I love that.
Yes.
All right. So let's mix here. So each of these packets says you can mix with 16 ounces of water. Jojo and I split these packs, and Jojo, you'll be happy to know that I weighed these on the scale to get them
exact. Fucking love you. That's great.
So Jojo and I are in little cups here. Oh, I love it. Hannah's got her measuring glass.
If you like to use cocaine instead of Parmesan cheese, this is also a fun little idea for your next party.
All right, so let's mix lemon, not lime, gang. Do they fizz? Do they do anything?
Just kind of goes in there. I feel like I maybe should have got like a straw, though, to mix it around.
Oh, yeah, you might need a mixer. You might need to grab a mixer real quick.
I could use...
Oh, yeah, it seems very powdery.
My hands.
That's up to you.
You might... it takes a lot of mixing, Hannah, if you want to go grab something.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This really does. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised, too.
I'm still mixing.
I'm grabbing a mixer.
Let's see what it says about mixing. You'd think... Because I wish you could, I guess you could probably shake this if you dumped it into a water bowl, right? Or, no, you know what I mean, a water bottle.
A bowl.
Hey, your old water bowl.
Give that a shake or two.
Let's see here.
Okay, it is dissolving pretty well.
Natural flavor, add to 16 ounces of water. It doesn't even say stir. Wouldn't it be interesting if Hannah comes back and hers is
like perfectly mixed? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd be so happy for her. I feel like we'd be taking a long step towards healing that beverage trauma.
Okay.
All right.
I got this one.
I'll withhold my smells.
Ooh. All right. While she's waiting, let me see if I can get up. Let me screen share a little the science behind this.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, so here's some of the science behind liquid IV. Let's see. What is cellular transport technology? Cellular transport technology, or CTT, is a delivery system used in all of our products designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients. The water we consume is absorbed in the digestive system via passive transport, osmosis, whereas CTT utilizes an improved method via active transport, sodium glucose transport. The precise ratio of sodium, glucose, and potassium creates an osmotic force that allows water to be delivered to the body earlier on in the digestive system. Interesting. Listen,
Health Organization standards. Yes.
There's a lot of learning to be done on this site. Let's see what the benefits are.
Also, CTT is a registered trademark of the Liquid IV Corporation. It's not exactly a science.
I don't know why you're throwing shade at this so much. I think this is going to be life-changing for us.
You've got to be skeptical about pages that start with science, capital S science.
It delivers hydration to the body faster and more efficiently than water alone.
Sure.
A friend of the show, BDT, said, have one of these before a night of drinking and can help with the hangover.
Great. I believe it.
All right. Let's... let's take a smell, gang, of lemon live and then a taste.
Wow. It's got a zip to it.
It's very strong.
Yeah.
Very popsicle-y.
Whoa. Way more flavorful than I imagined.
Ugh. He has got the Pyrex streaking out of the mouth.
I would have guessed.
We didn't ask her about vessels. She might do this all the time.
Just at School of Rock with her Pyrex measuring
cup.
I don't
know why people keep trying to bring me cans and bottles of stuff. I don't love this.
I hate this.
Yeah.
It's so salty.
Yes.
It's like gooey somehow.
Yeah, there's like a sliminess to it. The viscosity's not right. It's not right.
Not at all. This is gross. This is the kind of, and imagine this is 16 ounces. So I think you would have to chug this and you would have to take it like medicine.
I gotta say, I don't know if you guys have ever done a colonoscopy prep.
That's what I was thinking of.
It tastes and feels like colonoscopy prep.
Well, put that on your website, Liquid IV.
Wow, clip that for social media. Can we get that? We'll run that one again, and we'll get that one for the Liquid IV people.
Oh, my gosh.
Tastes just like colonoscopy prep.
Wow.
Boy.
Wow.
Especially like the lemon lime flavor, I'm pretty sure is like, that's what the flavor is. Whew. For that.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Let's move on to, I think, passion fruit. I think I want to save acai for the end now, I think.
Okay.
Because I got a real feeling it's going to be a doozy to end with. All right, passion fruit. I guess it's worth note that all of these are just white. Ooh, this one kind of has a nice smell to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, props to them for not coloring these. I think that's something to say.
Oh, Hannah, we were curious that, because on the little packages, it doesn't say anything about stirring. We were wondering if, like, when you came back with your stirrer, had it already dissolved? We were like, oh, maybe you don't need to stir.
It was, like, pretty dissolved when I came back, but I think it's worth it to stir.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're doing
this,
you
wouldn't want any then crumbs at the bottom after digging through all that slime.
All right, I'm pulling up. I want to see what the ingredients are on these real quick, gang.
Okay.
So what's in these? You've got dextrose.
Solid.
Vitamin
Love dextrose.
C, natural flavors, some stevia.
Fuck.
That makes sense. I thought you can, that's kind of that aftertaste.
Yeah.
Silicon dioxide. Maybe that's some of your colonoscopy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Huh. Dipotassium phosphate, citric acid, vitamins, a lot of vitamin B,
broccoli,
potassium, sodium. There's your salt.
Mind salt.
Mind salt. Not from the sea, no, from the mines.
It is an essential ingredient in the CTT.
Jeez.
Wow. Huh. The transport is a mine cart.
Wow. Okay.
It's not giving me like a really redeeming, there's not really a redeeming ingredient in here.
No,
for me.
Honestly, no. And those pictures of like fruits and vegetables just made me want to eat those. I'm like, oh, okay. So I can get this from some broccoli and an orange. Great.
The smell of the passion fruit one is giving me real Crystal Light vibes. I don't know if you guys have ever had any Crystal Light.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, the smell on this one's way better. And has everyone taken a taste?
I'm taking a taste right now. Is better.
Much better.
It's better, but I think like as soon as the slime hits, I'm just like,
that's why I feel like you'd have to chug. I think at the end of this, I will chug my favorite.
Hannah, there is, since you have had vitamin water most recently of all of us, there's no sliminess in the viscosity of that one. Is there, or is there at all compared to this?
I think, also, like, the water that I've got going right now is lukewarm, so I feel like possibly, like, if this was, like, ice cold, it wouldn't be so bad. Well, that's what they tell you to do with colonoscopy prep. But,
is to make it ice
vitamin
cold.
Water, yeah, but vitamin water, no slime, slime-free.
Okay.
Not even like a Gatorade, because Gatorade's got a little of that.
Yeah, but Gatorade's like so sugary, so yeah, it just
slides right down.
I want to look up how much sodium. Okay, sodium in one of these packs is 500 milligrams, 22% of your daily value.
Holy
so there's
shit.
A lot of sodium. Because I'm really feeling that salt, right? But what's interesting is it's a little counterintuitive to me, right? Because when you think of salt, you think of that not hydrating, right? Or is that why they're saying the perfect amount of salt makes it more hydrating or something?
And that's the whole like Gatorade thing, right? That's the science of sweat. It's supposed to be like you're drinking sweat is the old like rationale behind it. Because the salt helps your body absorb the water faster. There's something like that. It's not going to dehydrate you because you're adding so much water as well. It's just going to help your body soak up the water faster. So it is better for setting a base for drinking or the morning after, I suppose, if you could stomach that. Sounds awful.
This hungover does not seem like something I'd want to do at all.
Rather an actual IV.
And I think that is a lot of their kind of, I don't know, guerrilla marketing behind this, maybe? At least that's how I always hear about it. I don't see anything on their website about that, really. But, like, people are always like, oh, it's great for a hangover.
Well, IV solution is salt water.
Boom.
Like, when you go to the hospital.
Oh. There you go.
I'll tell you what, the first IV I ever had, I was a kid, and I think I got food poisoning from, like, a bad ham sandwich at a truck stop. And I remember the feeling of that IV the first time. That was one of the best feelings of my life, feeling
right there at the truck
hydration.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, they had a spot in the back. but feeling getting hydrated instantly was like, oh, nothing like it. Nothing
It is wild. My friend brought some to, he is a medical professional, and he brought some to my bachelor party. And it was amazing.
Wow.
He hooked the worst among us up to IVs in the morning. Like, I have a photo of my brother with like an IV in his arm. It's like chilling on the couch. He once said it to me when he lived in Florida and I was visiting, I was hungover, and he hooked it up in the back seat of his car, in like his back of his Toyota Camry. It was a shoddy operation, but it works like a charm. Wow. It's unreal. It is the only true hangover cure, I will say. Felt better instantaneously.
It makes me understand, Hannah, you saying the salt thing in the IV. That makes me understand this a lot more, and the, you know, calling it liquid IV.
I think I'm going to go to this last one.
All right, let's go. Let's go, acai. These don't get better with time. I will say that. I think I'm just thirsty, and I keep going back, and it's not
good. So thirsty,
I forgot to smell before I dumped it in. Ooh.
I got a whiff of the powder off of this. It's smelling pretty,
it smells
pretty
like
nice
cocoa
to me.
Powder to me.
So earthy, interesting note from your Brazilian pal.
Yeah. Which I kind of get, sort of, with that smell. What if this one's really good?
That would be amazing.
The dust just...
I mean, mine poofed up like a witch's cauldron. I dropped it in and it was like... Poof!
Okay,
gassed.
Okay, interesting smell. I'm getting it's like cocoa with a berry in it.
Yeah,
the smell.
Cocoa berry.
This is the best flavor.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. This one, if this wasn't slimy, I would drink this.
Okay, so you might seek this out in a vitamin water.
Yes. I feel bad. Like, vitamin water is like a scam. This is real, but it's so gross.
I don't know if I like this one, guys. It makes me feel a little nauseous afterwards. If that makes sense.
Maybe it's just from the other ones you've been drinking.
Yeah. It is a unique taste.
Something about that one doesn't hit me right.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
How would you guys describe the taste of that one, though? It is hard to put a finger on it.
It's not, like, too sugary. It's very, like, it is earthy. It's down to earth.
It's down to earth.
It's real. It's keeping it real.
But it also kind of tastes like a fruit punch, right? Like, it does. I feel that, like, the earthiness, and it is not nearly as, if you go back to the other two, it's not nearly as sweet as the other ones. Taste it.
Yeah.
But also does kind of taste like a candy. Salt, also a flavor enhancer. So I think it's really boosting these trash flavors to the moon here.
I'm just curious, guys, of yours, the cloudiest of mine is the lemon lime.
Yeah.
And the clearest is the passion fruit. Like, there's a difference in color on all of these for me.
Yeah, same.
Interesting. Gosh. Would you buy any of these?
I wouldn't.
No, this is not my thing.
I feel bad, but I just, maybe this would be good for drunk people who want to feel better.
Hannah, as we got to know you, I said earlier, I would love the idea of this being something you could just keep on you. I also had fantasies of, like, this being the perfect on-tour beverage for you to have. You know what I mean? So I'm really sorry that this didn't work out.
That would have been so awesome, actually, on tour. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to find an alternative.
I think you might want to just try some emergency, because that also has electrolytes. It's the same kind of thing. It's just not as gross. It's also a little fizzy, which I know you love. Not too fizzy.
True.
Not too fizzy. That's
lots
true.
Lots of flavors. Easily you can get in packets or tablets. And
okay.
You know, it just feels, and like it still will throw a little hydration your way. And some vitamins, can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Love it.
Well, let's rate these. Hannah, let's have you go first. Your least favorite up to your favorite.
Lemon lime is a zero. Mm. I'm sorry. Mm. Absolute. It's a complete dupe for colonoscopy prep.
Get in on that market.
And then the passion fruit is like, it's like a four. It was okay, I guess. And then I like, if I had to get over the slime, if I could get over the slime, the acai flavor is like a seven.
Okay. All right. Mm. Jojo, what about you?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I agree on lemon lime. Absolutely. It's vulgar. But the passion fruit, that's weird. The passion fruit is weird. It is just better than lemon lime. That is all, isn't it? Yeah, the acai one is the best of the bunch. It tastes the most like a drink. I don't know. The other ones are weird. They don't. So I will chug the acai one and see how that goes down. It's just like, it's not trying to punch you in the face with that flavor. I have to say, I have no interest in trying strawberry, grape, or watermelon. I don't want that in this. I can say that it's pretty gnarly business, I have to say. How are you feeling, Roro?
I'm sorry. This might feel a little unorthodox, but I'm going top passion fruit. Oh, sorry. I'm starting at the top. Top passion fruit, then lemon lime, then acai at the bottom.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There is something about acai that I take a sip, and it going in feels fine, but the second I swallow, I feel like I need to run to the bathroom. Like, there's something. It's doing, I don't know what it is, but I'm having a very negative reaction
a little bit
physically,
of a
and I got to listen to my
bookstore
body.
Bookstore for you.
Excuse me?
I said a little bit of a used bookstore for you, or is that a personal thing? If I go into a used bookstore, boy, oh boy, they better have a restroom.
That sounds like a personal thing.
Something about the smell of those old books. Anyway.
Wow. Earthy, okay.
Like an acai berry.
We didn't uncover a new thing for our repertoire for any of us here. I'm sorry to say. Hannah, before we wrap up, we have one more segment that we like to do. And that segment is called
Brian's question.
So when we started the show, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 questions. We've knocked out those 100, and we're on to our next batch of 100. And so JoJo is going to bring up this week's Brian's question, and we're going to have you read it, and then we're going to see if we can't answer it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Oh. Is hibiscus water really water?
Brian.
Damn. Thank you for the great question, Brian. So, first off, I have to look up hibiscus water.
I think we're all looking up hibiscus water at the moment.
Because I don't know what it is.
Oh. Wait. Huh. Agua de Jamaica, as you also might know it, hibiscus iced tea is also hibiscus water, which is the, for those who don't know, it is the sort of maroonish, purplish agua fresca at a Mexican restaurant.
Is it agua fresca? Here, wait, I'll pull up a picture for people.
I've had it in like tea or kombucha.
Mmm.
Hibiscus water. Ooh, look at that. Wow,
it really wants you to buy stuff.
What is Ruby? I'm going to go to Ruby hibiscus sparkling water. Oh.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
The recess.
What should I be looking at, JoJo?
Well, there's a lot of hibiscus tea out there. But of course, a site called brightly.eco. I didn't even know that was a whatever you call those.
Oh, yeah. I got that link. I'm pulling it up.
How to make hibiscus water. Summer's most refreshing drink. Hibiscus water is trending right now, and it's super easy to make. Now, granted, this was from 2021, so it's not still trending, okay? Shout out to Erica Schwerderfeger, who wrote this one. And anyway, there's a long-ass article about hibiscus water, but yeah, it is basically the hibiscus tea. It is 2 cups of dried organic hibiscus flower, or whatever, dried hibiscus flowers, the sweetener of your choice. And you put water, you put the flowers in a pot of water, you boil them, you let it cool. Once it's cooled, you strain out the flowers and you store it in the fridge. So that is tea 100%.
Okay.
Right? That is, there's nothing about that that is not tea.
I'm going to definitely go ahead and say it is not really water. It seems like you have to add sugar to all these recipes.
Oh, great call. Mm.
I think if you have to add something to it, then is it really water? Like vitamin water is not actually water.
Yeah.
Is it bubbly water?
Yeah, it's just like water on drugs.
It's sparkling water. It's carbonated water, right?
And it can occur naturally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But you have to put a lot of work in the hibiscus water.
So true.
Yeah. This isn't. Yeah. All right. I think we nailed that one.
Okay. And Bethany in the chat also agrees. Not water.
And shout out Bethany. First time being able to catch the stream of the show. Hello from the East Coast. Good to see you.
Yeah. We hope many of you were able to catch this special early morning broadcast.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much. We're big fans of you and your music. For everyone out there listening, or if you're watching us right now, please go check out Hannah and Hannah's Project Fan Club wallet. It is amazing. You will see streaming on the bottom of the thing right here. It's at Fan Club Wallet to find her. I'm probably responsible for like 50,000 streams of your song, What's Up. I'm obsessed with that song.
Thank you.
But yeah, go check out Hannah, Fan Club Wallet. Anything the listeners should know? Any U.S. date tour dates coming up or anything like that? Anything you want to plug?
I am playing a couple shows in Ontario. We're playing in Toronto and Kingston and Ottawa. So I don't know if anyone here is Canadian, but in January, come check us out in Toronto, Kingston, or Ottawa.
Perfect. We need a Bev head at one of those shows to report. Please keep us posted on that. JoJo, I hope you feel so much better.
Thank you so much. This was restorative.
And we will be back next week in more details about a Buzzball Christmas coming soon. And I think that's all we got. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love beverages.
You had to say that.
And on that note, JoJo, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, to everybody out there,
go fuck yourself.